From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Recently, there's been no shortage of famous and influential people acquiring vineyards. So who's the latest to enter the game? Find out after this.
Hey, wine lovers. What if just about every conceivable wine gadget, gift item, and accessory was sitting right at your fingertips? What if there were literally thousands of them? A selection so mind-boggling that you could spend countless hours pondering and coveting. Welcome to the world of EpicStyle.com, the ultimate resource for wine accessories of every conceivable kind. Amazing gifts, products for special occasions, collectibles, and everything a wine aficionado could ever want. Seeing is believing at EpicStyle.com.
Some of the most dominant water cooler talk in the wine world over the last few weeks has been the news that Sir Richard Branson has purchased his first vineyard. And though he's had a wine out for some time under the Virgin name, growing grapes is a completely different story. Considering this entrepreneurial Englishman has interests in a whole load of industries, from airlines to telephones and banking, I guess a foray into grape growing shouldn't be a surprise. Perhaps it's just that it's taken him so long. Branson has chosen the Southern Hemisphere, South Africa to be precise, to grow his first grapes. The rather exclusive Mont Rochelle Vineyard and Hotel near Cape Town is his first wine investment. The 39-hectare estate offers 22 exclusive guest rooms, which will fit into his luxury resort's portfolio quite nicely, alongside the likes of his private Caribbean retreat, Necker Island. And he's also acquiring some top-class wines to match. Mont Rochelle boasts a selection of reds and whites made from the classic varieties Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Syrah, Sauvignon Blanc, and Chardonnay, which have received accolades from the international wine trade. Now that's some celebrity juice from a virgin winemaker. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.